Hello and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. This week, Tzav and Shabbat HaGadol. This coming Monday is Pesach, and we will be having several additional podcast episodes. So look at your iTunes or other podcast system and be sure to listen to them, including we'll have the start of a new special series on the podcast channel that will be by Rabbi Daniel Landes. This podcast is on Tzav and Shabbat HaGadol, Family Unity and Elijah's Role. Elijah is pronounced in Hebrew, Eliyahu. This week's podcast is by Rabbi Daniel Roth. He is a member of the Pardes faculty and also serves as the director of the Pardes Center for Judaism and Conflict Resolution. And now, Rabbi Daniel Roth.
Thank you, Larry. This coming Shabbat, Parshat Tzav, is also known as Shabbat HaGadol, the Shabbat before the holiday of Pesach. On Shabbat, at the end of the Torah reading, we read a special Haftorah from the book of Malachi, the second temple prophet, the very end of our book of prophets. And Nechama Leibovich, the great Tanakh teacher, explains that the connection between the Haftorah in the book of Malachi and Shabbat HaGadol is specifically the verse at the very end of Malachi that reads as follows. Hine anochi sholeach lechem et Eliyahu hanavi lifnei bo yom Adonai hagadol vanora veheshiv lev avot al banim velev banim al avotam penevo viketi et haaretz cherem. And in English, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before the coming of the awesome, eternal, fearful day of the Lord. He shall reconcile fathers with sons and sons with fathers, so that when I come, I do not strike the whole land with utter destruction. So what exactly is Eliyahu coming to do that we are supposed to be focusing on in this on this Shabbat HaGadol? Haftorah. What does it mean that he will return, that he will reconcile the fathers with the sons and the sons with their fathers? So along the lines of that question, the very last Mishnah in the Tractate of Eduyot, found in the book of Nezikim, or the Seder Nezikim, there is a Mishnah that has several different opinions that seem to all be trying to interpret what exactly Eliyahu is going to come and do at the end of days, or the day before the end of days. I'll read the Mishnah in English. Rabbi Joshua said, I received a tradition from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who heard it from his teacher, halacha given to Moses on Mount Sinai, saying that Elijah will not arrive in order to proclaim some pure and others impure, to push away or demote someone's pedigree, or draw near, meaning improve someone's pedigree. Rather, he will push away those who were brought near by force and draw near those pushed away by force. The Beit Sarifa family lived across the Jordan, and Ben Sion pushed them off by use of force. Another family there was brought near thanks to Ben Sion's violence. Those are the kinds of cases in which Elijah will intercede, declaring pure and impure, bringing near and pushing away. This first opinion in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, describes an Eliyahu that comes the moment before the Messiah arrives, clarifying people's family status or personal status. Are they tameh or tahor? Are they pure or impure? Are they properly supposed to be part of the Jewish people or not be part of the Jewish people? What exactly is their lineage? And the Mishnah explains, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, that it's not that he's going to come and start declaring people that have been known to be pure, unpure, or vice versa, but rather people that were really known that they were pure and that they should have been part of the people, but forcibly, with violence, had been pushed away. or people that were pushed in through violence, meaning he's actually coming and trying to settle a certain kind of social injustice by removing the act of violence as a way of identifying people's personal status, whether they should be in or should not be in the community. And here they bring an example of a family, and they mention their name explicitly, Beit Tzarifa, that lived on the other side of the Jordan River, that a particular individual, Ben Sion, we don't really know who he was, but he was apparently a very strong and quite a violent individual, actively pushed them out of the community, declaring them impure and not part of the Jewish people. On that type of injustice, Elijah will come and rectify. And on the other hand, it also mentions another family that was brought near thanks to Ben Sion's violence. Here they don't mention the name of what that other family is, like they mentioned Beit Tzarifa, and the commentaries on the Mishnah say that here, even though this family seemed to have been pushed into the Jewish people forcefully, meaning they did not actually, they should not have actually been part of the core community. Nevertheless, we don't want to out them in the Mishnah, and therefore they're very respectful, even for those that are a little bit more problematic stories, by mentioning their name explicitly. The next opinion is kind of a continuation of that first opinion, just altering it slightly, when Rabbi Yehuda said, Elijah will come to bring near, but not push away. Elijah is not going to come and all of a sudden start telling people that have been part of the Jewish people that you're no longer part of the Jewish people just because you were forcibly brought in, whatever that might exactly mean. He will, however, bring closer those people who were forcibly pushed into the sidelines or pushed away from the community. Those people he will try to bring closer. So the first group of commentaries, and we'll kind of lump these two together, Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Yehuda, are really talking about an Elijah who is coming and rectifying a particular social injustice around the question of who is part of the core community and who is no longer part of the core community. The second opinion or really school of thought is Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said the following, that Elijah will come to settle disagreements, and that's it. Or in Hebrew, lashvot machlokot, that he will come and settle all the different types of conflicts. And here the commentaries generally understand that we're referring to the many different legal disputes in the Talmud between the sages. There are many times that the Talmud will say, Yehem munach ad shavo Eliyahu, that leave the matter until Eliyahu comes. Certain things, it might be wiser to not continue to disagree upon them, since we're not going to be able to come to any kind of conclusion, and let's leave it for Eliyahu to figure out what to do. So, from moving to rectifying a social injustice, now we have Elijah really being one of settling different types of disputes or machlokot. The third, and this is the one I would like to focus on, in the name of Chachamim, says, here I'll read it in Hebrew, וחכמים אומרים לא לרחק ולא לקרב אלא לעשות שלום בעולם שנאמר הנני שולח לכם את אליהו הנביא וגומר והשיב דבבות על פנים ונפנים על אבותם. The sages say not to push off or draw near, but rather to make peace in the world. לעשות שלום בעולם. For it says, Lo, I will send the prophet Elijah to you. And it concludes, He shall reconcile fathers with sons, and sons with fathers. Okay, this is a very tall order now for Elijah, that he has to bring peace to the world. The problem with this third opinion, in the name of the sages and the Chachamim, is what exactly do they mean when they say bring peace to the world? And here, different people will have extremely different interpretations of what does it mean when a Mishnah says bring peace to the world. And I want to focus on two commentaries on the Mishnah here. The first is the commentary of the medieval scholar, the Ra'avad, or Rabbi Avraham ben David Mipushkera from Provence, 1120 to 1198. The Ra'avad explains the following, and I'm going to read it in Hebrew and I'll translate. V'chachamim amrim lasot shalom be'olam. And the sages say to bring peace in the world. Klomar, lasot shalom li Yisrael min ha'umot. V'davaser otam al biyat ha-goel. That what is the peace in the world that Elijah is coming to bring? It is to bring peace to Israel or the Jewish people from the nations of the world. And to share with them the great news of the coming of the Redeemer, the coming of the Mashiach. And this is what it means that I am sending, and it brings the verse that God is sending Eliyahu right before the coming of the Messiah. And then he continues, Klomar, Lev ha'avot v'habanim, asher nafal morach v'pachan, u'bochu elepo v'elepo v'pnei tzarotam, yashuv oto hayom l'gvurato, v'yashuvu ele et ele v'yinechmu ze b'ze. Amen. V'chen yihe b'yameinu. That it means the fathers and the sons are those who have lost their pride out of fear, and they have ran away, this to this place and those to this to another place, because of all the tragedies that are befalling the Jewish people. That Eliyahu will come and return them to their greatness, the gvurato, v'yashuvu ele et ele, and they will all return one to another, and they will comfort one to another. Amen, says the Ra'avad, and so shall it be speedily in our days. And the Ra'avad continues to say, and if the Jewish people do not listen to the Torah, and they don't keep the mitzvot, then the second part of the verse, which we often don't relate to, which is, when I come, I do not strike the whole land, so that when I come, I do not strike the whole land with utter destruction. I mean, the very last part of this beautiful Haftorah is quite a destructive message. That the Ra'avad explains that if you keep the mitzvot and you learn Torah, then God says, I will send you Eliyahu, and he will gather in the exiles, he will bring them back to redemption, and bring peace to the Israelites from all the persecutions of the non-Jews. But if not, you should just understand that he will destroy, that he will allow the Israelites to be destroyed by their enemies. This is not typically one a typical interpretation of what it means to bring peace to the world. We're talking here about an Elijah that is coming about and bringing redemption to the Israelites from their sorrow and their pain. It is not, I'll say like this, it's a very particularistic redemption. It's not worrying about, and what is the nature of the rest of the world and all the peace amongst the nations. It's interesting that this commentary of the Ra'avad was cited, I found, on July 1940 in a ultra-Orthodox journal known as HaPardes, no connection to Pardes, a journal that came out of Chicago, July 1940, in the beginning of the Holocaust, and it's citing the Ra'avad as part of the call for people to fast and do repentance and pray and do tzedakah in order to try and save the Jewish people from the terrible destruction and disasters that were happening in Europe at the time. I mean, the Ra'avad is really a type of redemption that is speaking to a very, it's a national religious redemption. It's speaking to a very particular group, saying, "You will now have a more peaceful time from all the persecutions." A totally different interpretation can be found in the well-known philosopher and scientist Professor Yeshayahu Leibovitch, who lived from 1903 to 1994. Moving in the 30s already with his family to Israel. He's a younger brother of Nechama Leibovitch, who we cited earlier. And Yeshayahu Leibovitch writes the following. He says, the question has been asked, what is the difference between the view of the sages and that of the first rabbi quoted in the Mishnah? It would appear that the statement jibes with the sage's opinion that Elijah will come to make peace in the world. Professor Chanuch Albeck explains the sage's statement from this Mishnah by supplying it with an additional word, to make peace in the entire world. That is to say, while the other Tanaim in our Mishnah understand Elijah's mission as involving the establishment of peace between fathers and sons and the settlement of disagreements between Jews, the sages, meaning the final opinion, emphasize the word world in order to say that peace would be established not only within the Jewish people, or I'll add for the Jewish people, but also throughout the entire world. Here we have a very different image of Elijah, of Eliyahu. It is an Eliyahu that is not a particularistic redeemer of the Jewish people, but he is a world peacemaker, a very universalistic concept that Elijah will be not just thinking about the halachic disagreements amongst the rabbis or the disputes within the Jewish people, but really bringing peace to the entire world. Now, between these two interpretations of who Eliyahu is and what is he coming, and especially when you think about that Eliyahu is going to escort us through our Seder, when towards the end of the Seder we open up our door and we welcome in Eliyahu, the question is, which Eliyahu are we really inviting in? Are we inviting in the Eliyahu that is coming and saying, pour out your wrath amongst the nations who do not know you, save the Jewish people, free us from the atrocities and from the persecutions that we've suffered and that continue to suffer? Or is it a much more universalistic Eliyahu who is coming and pouring out his love amongst the nations and trying to bring peace between them? Now, I don't know about your Seder, but I will testify that in my Seder, and in many Starim that I've heard about, there can often be conflicts over what our perception or our symbolic perception of Eliyahu or of the Seder or of Pesach is really all about. Is this a holiday of national religious redemption? Or does it have a more universalistic message to it? And people might have a very difficult time sometimes even being able to relate or communicate at the Seder because they have such different perceptions of Pesach, of Eliyahu. And the thought that I want to leave you with is that, again, of Yeshayahu Leibovich's older sister, Nechama Leibovich. Nechama Leibovich explains that the reason why we read this Haftorah about reconciling fathers with sons and sons with fathers on Shabbat HaGadol, connecting it to Pesach, is because Pesach is very much a family holiday. And being a family holiday, there are lots of people coming from different perspectives, from very different experiences, with very different opinions. And there can be, every once in a while, family conflicts, and the idea of reading already in preparation for this family holiday, the verse from Malachi about reconciling fathers with sons and sons with fathers, is to encourage us to think about the family unity, to think about how can we really allow at our Seder a place for multiple voices, for different Eliyahus to coexist. And I would add that if our Seder is so monolithic, that everyone is of the same opinion, then I think we're not entirely doing Seder right. I think we have to try to have people with very different opinions sharing and being curious about others. And I want to encourage that when you open up your door and you open up Eliyahu, is to explore different people's understanding of what Eliyahu is really coming to do. Is it more like the Ra'avad? Is it more like Yeshayahu Leibovich? And then to come together as a family or as a chavura, as it's known, as a group, and to sing this song that I sing with my family every Havdalah at the end of every Shabbat. And since I don't have you standing in front of me, I will not be embarrassed to actually sing it, just in case if you don't know it. So this is the song. Hine anochi sholeach lechem et Eliyahu hanavi lifnei bo yom Hashem ha-gadol ve-ha-nora ve-heishiv levavot levavot al banim ve-lebanim al avotam ve-heishiv levavot levavot al banim ve-lebanim al avotam. So I didn't have my kids to sing this with me, which would have been a lot more comfortable for me. But I encourage you to sing this with your families, to sing this with the people that are at your Seder table as you open up your door and your hearts to Eliyahu to come in, to really think about what would it be like to reconcile fathers with sons and sons with fathers and really bring about this holiday as a holiday of redemption. Chag Sameach.
Thank you, Rabbi Roth. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to check out the two additional podcasts special for Pesach that I'm going to send in the next day or two. Thanks very much, and Chag Sameach.